John Hanson here. Brian the Cash Man right there. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing great, John. And how are you doing today?
Great. You a Cracker Barrel fan?
I like Cracker Barrel.
You sure they changed the logo?
Did they really?
But would that change your world of going into Cracker Barrel?
No, it's not going to change my world for going. But the logo looked...
They got rid of the little guy in the barrel, and now it just says Cracker Barrel.
Oh.
Well, but you'll still go eat there.
Yeah, probably will.
Okay, there we go. Brian, it's been good having you again. Thank you very much.
Oh.
You're the Cash Man, and you sponsor the number at the top of the show I mentioned,
yeah.
The prices of gold and silver. You do that to remind people, hey, look at how high this is.
Yes, and bring it in.
Bring it in.
We are so many people that have broken jewelry, missing earrings, you know, just stuff they don't even wear. The old class ring. Most people don't wear their class rings.
No.
Bring it in. That's cash.
That's cash on the spot.
Boom.
And you get a lot of WGN radio listeners to come
in. We do.
And you get a lot of people who took the advice of check it out before you throw it out. I've told the story of, and I'm sure you have a newer one that's in the last week, of someone that just had a bunch of either costume jeweler or I don't know what this is, and they're walking away with a couple grand.
Yeah. It literally does. It almost happens just about every week where someone will come in and they're like, I have this stuff. I don't think the famous words. I don't think this is anything.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I'll be honest. Just today, my brother, lady, just basically goes, I don't think it's gold or anything like that. But is it worth something? And my, you know, brother goes, well, no. She does his thing, figures it out. $432.
Now there you go.
And just lady almost fell over.
Yeah. Just, you know, for stuff she was gonna let
little
sit there.
Piece, just little piece,
little piece,
just little piece. You just never thought. $432, boom.
16 West Ogden in Westmont. You can walk into the store. You can call or text Brian at 630-969-9600 to text him or call him. But right now, we want you to call or text 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Let's find out how much your stuff is worth. You ready for some rapid-fire questions?
Let's do it.
Okay. When you say that a silver dollar is worth like a minimum of $28 because of the silver content.
Yes.
Are you just melting these coins, or is a certain silver dollar worth more because of the year for collectors? It's a little bit of both, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the minimum, all right? So that's like the least that we would pay currently for a silver dollar.
Mm-hmm.
I paid $15,000 for the right silver dollar.
Right. So some of the coins, you're literally just, the metal is worth blank.
Correct.
Some of the coins, you're like, oh, this is a collector piece.
And I will pay you more.
Right. And
no problem.
You will sort through those options with people.
Absolutely. All the time.
What does Brian do from the 919 when he buys an item? You sell it.
I sell it.
Yes. Yeah. That's how that works.
I throw it in the warehouse and I store it.
sometimes you got to find a buyer, right?
Yeah. No, we sell it. I mean, that's simply just the name of the game. We buy and sell.
Right.
That's how I feed my family.
Exactly. And someone might be shocked to learn that if you buy it, you're going to try and sell it for just a little bit more.
Absolutely.
And you do that enough times and you get to feed your family.
And I do. And I get to pay all my employees.
Exactly. 630. I have a Millefiori glass vase from Murano made in 1965. Is that something you'd evaluate? I have the original papers to verify it. I don't know if you...
Absolutely. We do look at Murano glass, for sure.
Okay.
Especially, you know, something that's very, you know, done incredibly well, well-executed, well-made, is definitely have an interest. So just like with anything, there is very finely made Murano glass, and there is tourist...
Made.
Not a tourist making it, but it's basically made for the masses.
Oh, I went to the Murano thing, and they let me do the little thing, and I did terrible. So that one's not going to be worth anything.
Probably not.
Or the one that, like you said, they put on a big display for everyone, someone buys
Correct.
It, but they didn't put in, they did it in like 20 minutes for a show.
Right.
Not dedicating a ton of time to
Correct.
It.
Correct. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. I don't know what this is. I'm so excited. Vince, what do you have?
I've got a pair of socks from Weebolt from 1984, an old Christmas gift.
An old Christmas gift from Weebolt, 1984 socks. Have you ever worn them, Vince?
No, original box. The seal's not broken.
This is one of my favorites. Is that worth anything, Brian?
Not for us.
Okay.
It's not for us. It's really cool. You know,
it's cool.
You know, we run across this all the time, Vince, where somebody has a cool item like that. You know, hey, I got this for Christmas. I literally never open it. We see it with wallets. I've seen it with handbags even. Like, they're from the 70s. Never open, never used. Brand new belts, this, et cetera. Not a much demand, though.
There's not a buyer out there that says, you know what I want?
Not
some 84 socks. No.
Yeah, not a huge demand.
Okay, go ahead, Vince.
One I've got some mints from Marshall Fields.
Like actual like mints, like candy you can eat?
Yeah, when they used to sell them at downtown on State Street.
Oh, you buy that, some old mints.
Exactly. None of those, hey, that's a neat item, but not for us.
I'm sorry, Vince, but those are two of my favorite items we've ever had.
Wait, are those Frango mints?
Are they Frango, Vince?
Yes, yes.
Mary, how much are you offering?
Those are so
delicious.
All right,
let's get the bidding started here at $5.
I wonder how long those last. I love Frango.
How old do you think they are, Vince?
Also 1984.
Oh, the year I was born. I was going to say a pretty penny, but I'd pay about a penny for mints for the year I was born. Vince, no takers here on this program, but good luck with you elsewhere. 312-981-7200. Good first call. A lot of great texts coming in. We got to hit the traffic and the weather with the mint lady herself. Mary, how we doing on the roadways? And ooh, those temperatures too. You want to go by David's my kid's name. He's also the next caller, Brian. Sorry.
All right, let's go.
Okay, we'll get to David in a moment. I wanted to get through some of these texts quickly, and we haven't mentioned this in the last couple shows, so I'm glad we are. 708.
Sure.
Can you explain why cleaning the coins decreases the value of the coins?
It's like you're pulling off all the original surfaces to the coin. You're literally stripping them off. So now you don't have the original surfaces that are part of the coin. That when that coin is originally minted, those surfaces exist. Natural, if it is a circulated coin, goes through natural circulation and maintains an original patina. And when you go through and you clean it and you polish it up, you destroy it.
And you've seen coins decrease in value like 90% because of this.
Huge.
Like you had
Huge.
One that you would have given $100,000 that they only got $10,000 or something,
yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Cabbage Patch Doll, never opened from the 847.
Yeah.
Speaking of things from 1984.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I would take a look at it. As long as it's, solid, intact, nice box.
Is there a market for that?
There's a little market left.
Okay.
There's still some money that we can give on that.
So what, 100 or something? Or
50 to 100.
Okay, sounds good.
Just depends.
630, and that's a good reminder. All of this depends on condition. You got to check it out before you throw it out. These
Absolutely.
Are kind of wide ranges here. Lionel O-Gage trains from the 1950s, asks the 630. You do anything with old railroad trains?
I will, but they have to be functioning. They have to run, and definitely no rust.
No rust.
No rust.
Okay, because there's got to be still a market for that. I don't know
there
how much.
There is some. It's unfortunate. It's one of those things that's becoming a generational type of collectible.
Yeah. 630, do you buy any Waterford ship decanters? I don't know what that means.
So that's a style of decanter. It's got a very wide base.
Mm.
So if you were in a ship and it were to rock back and forth, it wouldn't just spill out or tip
those.
Over.
Yeah.
Yes, we do buy Waterford. I'm happy to review your items, and I would recommend just to bring them on in. The only thing is, if you have any Waterford items and it is chipped or damaged, that's a no-go.
How much would something be worth, depending on condition?
Yeah, just depend which style that is, $50, $100.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
331, do you have a minimum buy price on silver quarters? I don't know what that means.
So that's always going to be very varied based upon what the current market conditions dictate. So, do we buy silver quarters? Absolutely. We buy quarters, dimes, nickels, halves, all of it,
mm-hmm.
everything. I would say just whatever you have, bring it in, and we quote you the price on the spot.
And then what do? You don't melt it down somewhere in the back?
No, the coins do not get melted, actually.
Okay.
We store it, we save it. Usually we trade them in bags that would contain $1,000 in face value.
Mm.
So you would, imagine having a bunch of rolls of quarters that equal $1,000, and we create a $1,000 bag of silver. That's how we trade them.
I just pictured you behind the store at 16 West Ogden and Westmont with like a barrel, big fire underneath, and a big like a witch's brew of silver dollars. No,
nope.
And that the 732 says, are there any legal ramifications for melting a silver coin? My guess is you just don't destroy currency, people, right? That's no
Generally
good.
Speaking, I wouldn't. There's, if you were wanting to do a project and you needed a little bit of silver for it or something and you melted a few coins, no one's going to say anything. But, generally speaking, most people don't melt the coins. Unless they were, severely damaged, had a hole drilled in them or something like that. Yes, we do melt that stuff.
Let's go to the phone lines. David, what do you have?
Yes. You guys just reminded me of something with the Cabbage Patch. My wife has an old Christie doll in the box where you pull the hair out as long as you want, like a Rapunzel thing.
Oh, yes. Interesting. Okay. Well, you have to check it out before you throw it out. What else do you have?
The other things I was calling about, I'm talking, this has got to be about 1970. I have the bobble. I have a Chicago Cubs bobblehead doll and a Blackhawks bobblehead, and they're paper mache.
Oh,
they're painted, hand painted, but paper mache.
Yeah, those came. Those actually were issued out in the '60s, but yeah, definitely worth something. Condition key. I would say bring it on in.
Something meaning we're not talking tens of thousands.
No. It, 50, 100.
Depends on the condition. Okay, very good.
Condition. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, David, thanks for
it's
calling.
In the box since then. They've been sitting in a box. I found them in a, you know, in a storage thing in my crawl space. So.
Fancy. Hey, they're bring beautiful. It. Bring it in. I'd love to buy them.
Yeah. David, where are you right. at? Where are you at, David?
River Grove.
Oh, River Grove. Come on out to Westmont.
Park.
Absolutely.
Yeah, hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. You just take
a couple dogs.
Yeah, get on 290, take the Ike out to 88, get off at 83 south to Ogden, west to Cass, okay?
All right. Sounds easy enough, guys. Thanks.
All right.
I think I got that right.
You did.
312-981-7200. Please ask your guest about the McDonald's basketball cards when Jordan played. Worth
yeah,
anything?
Those definitely. That's definitely an item that has an interest. You know, condition is very much key on there. And there's a key one. They made a hologram card of Michael Jordan out of that set, and a nice high-grade one could be worth as much as a couple $100s.
Okay. I have some old hand-painted religious plates with gold paint that were found at my mother's house. What are they worth? Well, boy, that's an open-ended question.
That's a very broad question there. When it comes to religious items, they're the most produced of any kind of collectible out there on the planet.
More than sports?
More than anything.
Does the fact that it was painted with gold paint, is that a thing?
They've been making them for the last 2,000 years.
But, I mean, is it real gold in the paint?
It could be a gold leaf that was applied to the plates.
But can that get you any ounces worth of gold?
No. Okay. Unfortunately not. And again, I'd be happy to look at it. There's just no guarantee on that and that type of an item.
What about if I brought in a bottle of, remember Goldschlager?
Yeah.
Didn't that have real gold in it?
If you brought in Goldschlager, we'll have a good time.
Yeah. I'm just having really terrible college flashbacks. Let's go to Julie. Julie, what's your question?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I love the segment. So, a question I have to ask is my mom has some old, and I don't know what some pieces are called in, I guess in Italian, they're Capodimonte.
Sure. Yeah, you said that correctly, Capodimonte.
So she actually has a set of that, you know, besides just the regular, like, little, you know, knick-knack pieces, she's got one that's a set that's like a coffee. It's got like the coffee cups. It's got the server. The
Sure, yeah. As long as there's absolutely zero damage, it will have some value. Again, that's a type of an item that the collector base is kind of waning a little bit. So there's values aren't as strong as they used to be, but there is still some collectability to it, and it is definitely something I'd still pay you for.
All right, Julie, got to check it out before you throw it out. 630. Let's do these one at a time. Magazines from the 60s. Probably not worth it.
Sports magazines, maybe.
Okay, sports, but not Post, Life, Ladies' Home Journals.
Not so much.
I have a few World War II items, a small torpedo. Okay, I don't know about that. A canteen and a green canvas army bag.
Bring it all in. We love the military items.
You sure do. There's a lot of great stuff that you have. And they wanted to know, how do I know which coins are silver? I got a large container of change. Don't even know where to begin.
I'll say this very quickly for you. The dimes and quarters, anything dated 1964 or earlier will have silver. And half dollars, anything 1970 and earlier will contain silver.
If you got a bunch of old coins, though, and you're like, I'm not going to bring this to Brian. What a waste of his time.
Oh, no, bring it in.
That's what I was just going to say.
It takes me, just put it in and I go through it all and it blows people's minds. You're like, how did you do that? I blinked and you were done. And it's like three coffee cans worth of stuff.
Yeah, it's like the coin things where you used to drop them off and they'd sort through the coins for you. Brian does it even faster than the machine.
Absolutely.
16 West Ogden in Westmont, 630-969-9600 is your phone number, right?
Yes, it is.
That's for Barbara, Darlene, and Aridia. Why don't you keep them on
call
the line?
Call or text.
Call or text. Keep them on the line. We'll have them answer the questions. But we're out of time live on air. Take care, Brian.
All righty, John. Thank you.
News next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.